Today's parak is the third parak of Yehoshua, and we continue with the preparations for Knisa La'aretz. So our opening of the Sefer, the first parak, described the relationship of Yehoshua to Moshe and his continued presence of Chazak V'Amatz in terms of Torah and the conquering of Eretz Yisrael, which turns out to be thematic from the Chumash itself. Second parak describes the relationship of the Meraglim of Yehoshua to the Meraglim of Moshe Rabbeinu, the complete change of ambience and thinking as to what Knisa La'aretz consisted of, and actually is nogea this week's parsha because the original Kinyan of Eretz Yisrael was also through women. Certainly not a coincidence that Rachav provides her own special connection both to Yehoshua and to the Knisa La'aretz. And today we're up to Perek Gimel, in which Vayashkem Yehoshua Baboker, Vayisumi Hashitim, Vayavo Ad Hayarden. This takes place now, the day before the actual crossing, and he wants everybody to be ready. And so they travel from the Shittim until the Yarden. This is done early in the morning, which we find very often in Yehoshua, that what he does is done early. Huv Chol Bnei Yisrael. Vayalinu sham terem yavor, when they stayed over that night before crossing.
This Nisan.
Yeah, this is the ninth of Nisan. Vayhi mikteh shloshet yamim, at the end of the 3 days, which was on the 10th of Nisan, the next morning. Vayavru hashotrim bekerav hamachane, and the shotrim then gave over their instructions. Vayetzavu et ha'am lemor kir otchem et aron brit Adonai Eloheichem. V'akohanim ha'leviim nosim oto, v'atem tis'u mimkomchem, v'halachtem acharav. So this was a unique, actually there were three places where this happened, in which the normal nesiyah of the machane, as the Gemara in Sota points out, was always done with first the two of the shvatim going ahead, the shechina in the middle, and the remaining two machanais after it. In this case, the Aaron went in front completely. Everybody followed, and usually the Levim are the ones who are nice in the Machane, the Aaron Abreis. In this case, it was the Kohanim, and this is one of the 24 places that the Kohanim are called Levim. HaKohanim HaLevim will be carrying it. You start moving and follow it, but uveinav, keep a distance between the Aaron Abreis and yourselves of approximately Kalpaim Amaba Midah. Al Tikravu Elav, don't get too close. We know that that's a dangerous thing to get too close. And this is indeed the Chvod HaShchina, as Rashi points out. Although there are those who learn that it's connected to the next words, Laman Asher Tidu Atat Adera. You need to be able to have enough space around so that everybody can see where they are on. Is going. So that's another possibility. Not that there's two different things here, but that don't get too close because then you'll block the view of others. Okay, but most of the Mefarshim hold, don't get too close because of the dangers of the Yaron. So where do we get Alpayim Bama? This is fascinating. This is the Makar for Trum Shabbos because in the end, there was going to be, we know Yud Bey's meal in terms of Trum Shabbos, the Diraisa, the Feshbi Paskin. But Alpayim Bama, they knew that they were going to have to be around the Aron HaBrit, and they were still going to be out there on Shabbat in front of Yericho. So how are they going to come to Daven? Obviously, when you Daven, the halacha is that you Daven in front of the Aron. Even today, there's a Chiyuv Diorait, I mean a Chiyuv in the Hilchos Tefillah, which has its Makor in the Torah, that when you're Davening, you have to have in mind that you're standing in front of the Aron HaBrit, so that your Tefillahs are actually addressed towards the Aron. So they needed to have enough space that people would be able to walk up to the Aron to keep approximately 2,000 Amos, but you know, make sure it's not too far either, because you need to be able to go there. This has never happened before, the way that you are going to be traveling, because it's going to be sort of marvelous and unique.
That's key is a share.
The part of meaning is that this Alpayim Ama is because you need to be able to, I mean, this being able to see is because what you're going to do, you have no idea, and therefore you have to watch for your cues. So there's all kinds of nisim that are going to happen. Vayomer Yehoshua l'am itkadashu, ki machar yaseh Adonai bekirbachem niflaot. And indeed, there are those who learn, including Rav Meir of Simcha, that itkadashu always means indeed what it meant in Har Sinai. We spoke about the possibility earlier. Itkadashu, rechino lachem tzeda, is that a shleisha yamin, literally like Moshe? But can it mean at least for that day, itkadashu, that everybody should be tahor in the Knesa in Eretz Yisrael? Remarkable. Vayomer, and there's going to be niflaot. Now, of course, we've seen that word used before, in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe that as I be salech itcha, as I walk with you, in Yosef niflaot asher lo nivru, these are going to be wonders. So part of those wonders was the actual building of an aron in the first place, which was the mokam hashchina that would be available for Bnei Yisrael. And here, these niflaot seem to be related to the same thing. That may be the reason why the Gemara points out that the Knesa of the Aron into the Beis HaMikdash was also with Kohanim that were carrying it. And that was a copy of this event. Vayomer Yehoshua El HaKohanim Lemor. Before speaking to the nation, Yehoshua spoke to the Kohanim who would be carrying the Aron HaBrit, Su'et Aron HaBrit V'ivru Lifnei Ha'am. Pick it up, carry it in front of the people. And they began to walk. Today I am going to do niflaot that are going to lift you, and so too by Moshe. There's an Indian of the beginning. And the beginning is introduced with an introduction. This is the beginning, and what you need to tell them is this. Don't cross. At least most learn this. When you get to the Yarden, you come to the edge on this side of the Yarden, Mizracha, just stand there and let everybody go by. Vayomer Yehoshua b'nei Yisrael, Goshuena, come here. V'shimu et divrei Adonai Eloheichem. Now, Goshuena is a strange way. Usually, Goshuena means very intimately. We find that same lashon where we have Yosef who calls his brother close. He shows them his bris milah. This is not something you're saying Goshuena in front of the entire Klal Yisrael. Therefore, says the Medrash, Goshuena actually means, according to one shot, it actually means the same thing that it meant by Yosef. The Yarden wanted to wipe everybody out because nobody had a bris milah. So what happened was, the Levim, who were Nimolim, were the only ones that could possibly cross the Yarden. This was, of course, the same way that the crossing, the Yamsuf, was done b'schus Yosef, hayam ra'av hayanos, and that was milah, it was Reya. So here too, he needed to be Geshuena to push in the entire Klal Yisrael between the Badei Ha'aron.
Wow.
But even those who hold that it didn't happen at the in the actual Yarden understand that the point of Geshuena has got to be in some magical way of expressing the idea that the Mokama Aron in a Minyan, which is remarkable. We know that in the Beit HaMikdash itself, in the measurements that are given in Shlomo's building, somehow or other, the place of the Aron doesn't register three-dimensional space. So when you count it from up to the Kruvim to the edges, the Aron didn't seem to appear because it was the same distance with or without the Aron, which meant that the Aron basically is in hyperspace. Therefore, in order to be able to show them those Niflaot, which was the creation of the Aron in the first place, that it's possible to create a space which could contain all of the space that we know of, and which is why we say Hamakom Yinachem. This is the question of Makom. He Dafka wanted to show them as a chelik of the Niflaot to put all of them bein Badei Aaron, and therefore it was Geshuhena, both literally in terms of the Aron Abris and in terms of Brit Mila itself. Vayomer Yehoshua Bezot Teteun Ki El Chai BeKirbechem. So according to the Medrash, he means even with this oath itself, even before we begin. Mm-hmm. Because what you're going to see is not standard war, but a living God in which surprise is the order of the day. Hine Aaron Habrit Adon Kol Haaretz Over Lifnechem Bayarden. Why Adon Kol Haaretz? Because when we speak about an Adon, it's two in Yonim. The Medrash says we need to go back to Adon Kol Haaretz because you are about to displace the indigenous population. That goes back to Koach Ma'aseh V'Yid La'Amo. Wherever HaKadosh Baruch Hu displaces a population, it has to be in terms of Adon Kol Haaretz. So the master can assign this makam for this am, this makam for this am. So the Adon Kol Haaretz is Over Lifnechem Bayarden. That relates it back to the Chivi Prisi Girgashi and so on. The other approach in Adon Kol Haaretz is that the Adon Kol Haaretz is master over nature and therefore can do what we are about to do with the Mei HaYarden. V'ata kechulachem shnei asar ish b'shiftei Yisrael, ish echad l'shavet. Remarkable. What appeared in the story of Moshe as part of the Meraglim are mentioned now as we're about to cross over the Yarden, and Yoshua doesn't tell them what to do with these people. It's just in the middle of nowhere, complete non sequitur. Take 12 people and talk about it later. So what this means is that all of the tzedah, which now we understand, as the Medrash points out, was a tzedah of teshuvah. Hiskadashu means to change yourselves to be roi for what's about to happen. Make sure that these people are ready for whatever is going to happen. V'haya, kinoach kapot raglea kohanim nosei aron adonai. Adon kol haaretz b'mei hayarden, mei hayarden yikaretun. Amayim hayordim milamala, v'yamdun nedechad. The moment that they enter into their feet, just go into the Yarden, the water will stop flowing, indeed will be torn apart, because the water that was above you will flow back and be nedechad, from, we'll see the point way above to the north, way above where they were crossing. And the rest of the water will continue to go down towards the Yam HaMelech, as we're about to see. Vayihi b'nsoa ha'am b'ohaleihem la'avor et ha'yarden, v'ha'kohanim nosei aron ha'brit lifnei ha'am. And so, with this message in mind, they began now to travel with a vision of what would happen. U'chavo nosei aron ad ha'yarden, v'ragle ha'kohanim nosei aron nitbelu b'kse ha'mayim, v'ha'yarden malei ha'kol g'dotav, kol yimei katzir. This was not the Yarden that you may once in a while go to and there's barely any water in it. This is the Yarden at the 10th of Nisan, full with all of the melting snows of the Yemei HaKatzir, overflowing. Vayamdu amayim ayordim milamala kamu nedechad harchek ba'od me'adam ha'ir asher mitzat sortan. The water now immediately stood as a wall very far from where they were, starting from the city of Adam, which is next to Tzartan. The Adam over here, say Chazal, is a remez to Avram Avinu, who was the Adam Agadol Ba'anakim. Show us the map, please. Closer.
From here, from Adam, from the, at the opening of Mavar Yavok, Richie. From Adam, from the opening of Mavar Yavok, all the way down to Yam HaMelech. This is the area.
That was opened up.
Now point to the Ma'avrot HaYarden. Or where they were, anyway, there, from Shittim.
There are Arvot Moav over here between.
Where's the Shittim?
Avel Beiteng Shimot and the Shittim. The two little dots over here, but basically a square over here is where the Machane was. At this time, they broke and they were on a ridge. But this is the point of entrance up opposite Yericho.
Opposite Yericho. Excellent. We're going to need video for the for Yoshua.
They didn't cross.
It's a problem.
Single file.
No, no, no.
That's why you need all that space.
Well, indeed, from Adam, it's only 12 kilometers.
All right.
I mean, this is a lot more than 12 kilometers.
This is where Highway 57
is. No, I know where it is.
There's even a sign, Adam, on the highway. So,
but, yeah. it was not the same kind of break in the water when we shed
it. It's not the same at all, because, if you'll allow me to continue,
yes,
because what happened is, v'hayardim al-yam ha-arava yam ha-melach tamu nichratu. When we crossed over the Yamsuf, the water was on both sides. Mi minam, umis olam. But this time, the water only was miminam. But mismalam, the water continued to flow, because we're talking about a flowing place. And therefore, it continued to flow down towards the Yam HaMelech and simply dried out. Ve'am avru neged Yericho. Ve'yamdu ha-kohanim nosei aron brit Adonai b'charava b'toch ha-yardein ha-chein. There were the Kohanim that were standing right on the edge, and they were in just the first part of the Yardin, ready for all that was to come, and we'll see what that is in tomorrow's parak. V'chol Yisrael ovrim becharava ad asher tamu kol hagoy lavor et hayardin. And then, because of the fact that the goyim have created these ridiculous chapters and miss all of the excitement of the parsha that is machalik, the next pasuk into two, Vayhi kasher tamu kol hagoy lavor et hayardin, crash. In the middle of the pasuk, very, very rare, in the middle of the pasuk, we have a parsha that begins now a new tkufa in Am Yisrael, because this is the big difference. Pre-entry into Eretz Yisrael, post-entry into Eretz Yisrael. Nothing deserves a greater hafsek than that. That was the entire Chumash Bamidbar, essentially. We'll talk tomorrow.